Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds delegation-level talks with his Singaporean counterpart Lawrence Wong in New Delhi. Says both nations believe it is the duty of all humanitarian countries to unite and fight against terrorism. India and Singapore signed 5 agreements, including civil aviation, space, skill development and digital asset innovation. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda asserts GST reforms to make healthcare more affordable to all, says they reaffirm government's commitment to the poor and middle class. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan reviews flood situation in Punjab. In Jammu and Kashmir, train shuttle services between Jammu and Katra suspended due to heavy rain and flooding. Rainfall eases in most parts of Himachal Pradesh. And in US Open tennis, Indo-Kiwi pair of Yuki Bhamre and Michael Venus to take on British pair of Neil Skupski and Joe Salisbury in men's doubles semi-final this evening. India and Singapore today signed 5 agreements on civil aviation, space, skill development, digital asset innovation and green and digital shopping corridor. The MOUs were exchanged after the talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Singaporean counterpart Lawrence Wong in New Delhi today. In his press statement, Prime Minister Modi said both nations share common concerns regarding terrorism. He said India and Singapore believe that fighting against terrorism with unity is the duty of all humanitarian countries.
हम आसियान के साथ सहयोग और इंडो पैसिफिक क्षेत्र में शांति और स्थिरता के जॉइंट विजन को आगे बढ़ाने के लिए मिलकर काम करते रहेंगे। आतंकवाद को लेकर हमारी समान चिंताएं हैं। हम मानते हैं कि आतंकवाद के खिलाफ एकजुटता से लड़ना सभी मानवतावादी देशों का कर्तव्य है। पहलगाम में हुए आतंकवादी हमले के बाद भारत के लोगों के प्रति संवेदना और आतंकवाद के खिलाफ हमारी लड़ाई में समर्थन के लिए मैं प्रधानमंत्री वांग और सिंगापुर सरकार का आभार व्यक्त करता हूं।
मिस्टर मोदी सेड इंडिया एंड सिंगापुर विल कंटिन्यू टू वर्क टुगेदर टू एडवांस द जॉइंट विजन फॉर कोऑपरेशन विद आसियान एंड फॉर पीस एंड स्टेबिलिटी इन द इंडो पैसिफिक रीजन। ही सेड सिंगापुर इज इंडियाज बिगेस्ट ट्रेड पार्टनर इन साउथ ईस्ट एशिया एंड इट इज एन इम्पोर्टेंट पिलर ऑफ द एक्ट ईस्ट पॉलिसी।
साउथ ईस्ट एशिया क्षेत्र में सिंगापुर हमारा सबसे बड़ा ट्रेड पार्टनर है। सिंगापुर से भारत में बड़े स्तर पर निवेश हुआ है। हमारे रक्षा संबंध निरंतर मजबूत हो रहे हैं। पीपल टू पीपल संबंध गहरे और जीवंत है। आज हमने बदलते समय के अनुरूप एडवांस मैन्युफैक्चरिंग, ग्रीन शिपिंग और अर्बन वाटर मैनेजमेंट जैसे क्षेत्र भी हमारे सहयोग के केंद्र बिंदु बनेंगे।
Prime Minister Modi said to give momentum to mutual business, both the countries have decided to do time-bound review of the bilateral comprehensive economic cooperation agreement and ASEAN free trade agreement. Prime Minister of Singapore Lawrence Wong said India and Singapore will expand cooperation in frontier areas like space. He said more than 20 Singapore-made satellites have been launched by India.
Under Prime Minister Modi's leadership, India is now the fourth largest economy in the world, with a dynamism and influence felt far beyond its borders. Our bilateral relationship has grown in tandem. Singapore is the largest foreign investor in India, accounting for around a quarter of India's foreign direct investment inflows. Last year, PM Modi and I agreed to elevate relations to a comprehensive strategic partnership, or a CSP.
Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda has said the GST reforms will reduce healthcare costs and improve the lives of people. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda said they reaffirm the government's commitment to the poor and middle class. He said abolishing GST on 36 life-saving drugs, including cancer and rare diseases, exempting health and life insurance, and slashing it on medicines, medical devices and diagnostics marks a giant step towards affordable healthcare for all. The GST Council has unanimously approved rate cuts on scores of items of daily use, making most goods and services cheaper. Briefing media after the 56th GST Council meeting in New Delhi yesterday, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the new rates will come into effect from the 22nd of this month, the first day of Navratri festival, delivering on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Independence Day promise of a GST Diwali gift.
These reforms have been carried out with a focus on the common man. Every tax levied on common man's daily use items have gone through a rigorous looking into, and in most cases the rates have come down drastically. Labor intensive industries have been given a good support. Farmers and agriculture as a whole will also benefit by the decisions. Health related also will benefit.
We have more from our correspondent.
The biggest tax cuts have come on food, medicines, essential items, farm goods, green energy, small cars and bikes. The GST rate on individual life and health insurance policies have been cut down to nil from 18%. The move will make health insurance policy affordable for the common man and increase the insurance coverage in the country. The GST on 36 life-saving drugs, including cancer and rare diseases treatment, has been reduced to 0%. Besides, the GST rate on medical items of regular use, including thermometer and glucometer, has been reduced from 12% to 5% tax bracket. The GST exemption on health insurance and rate cut on life-saving drugs is a decisive step in making Swasthya Bharat Samruddh Bharat. With Dipendra Kumar, Adarsh for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav has hailed the government's decision to reduce goods and services tax GST rates. Addressing the media in Sohna, Gurugram today, the minister described the move as a landmark step that will ease the financial burden on middle class and low income families.
हमारे मध्यम वर्ग के परिवारों के जीवन में काम में आने वाली प्राय हर चीज पर जीएसटी की दरें कम की गई है. मैं माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी को साधुवाद देना चाहूंगा, माननीय वित्त मंत्री जी को धन्यवाद देना चाहूंगा कि इतने मेथोडिकल तरीके से और एक एक आइटम का निर्णय लिया गया और इस निर्णय से सभी परिवारों में खुशी का माहौल है.
Industry bodies have welcomed the next generation GST reforms, saying that the simplification of the tax setup will help in ease of doing business. The Confederation of Indian Industry, CII, said the two rates of 5 and 18% will simplify refunds and MSME procedures. It also hailed the exemption of individual life and health insurance from GST as path-breaking. It further added that this clarity will ease compliance, reduce litigation, and give businesses and consumers the predictability they need. Forum coordinator at the Association of Indian Medical Device Industry, Rajiv Nath, has said they are very happy with the government decision, which will provide affordable access to consumers and patients and lower their healthcare cost.
We are very happy with this government decision to bring down the GST rate from 12% down to 5%, which will provide affordable access to the consumers and to the patients and lower their healthcare costs. This provides an opportunity for us to expand our global footprint.
President PHDCCI Hemant Jain said the timing of the reforms is very important in view of the coming festivals.
जो प्रधानमंत्री ने सोचा उसको इतनी जल्दी इंप्लीमेंट कर दिया ऐसा सोचा नहीं गया था, पर जो स्पीड ऑफ इंप्लीमेंटेशन का बहुत की था. फेस्टिवल सीजन आ रहा है, लोगों के हाथ में पैसा होगा, तो आई सी दिस इज अ ग्रेट ग्रेट इंसेंटिव फॉर द कॉमन मैन. और दूसरा, इंडस्ट्री के लिए इनको सिंप्लीफाई करना है. इससे प्रयास है कि ईज ऑफ डूइंग बिजनेस में इंडिया आगे बढ़े, तो ये जीएसटी के जो रिफॉर्म रहे हैं इसमें ईज ऑफ डूइंग बिजनेस के अंदर भी काफी सहयोग रहेगा.
The Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, FICCI, said the reforms reflect the maturation of the indirect tax regime, which has seen a steady rise in collections. Secretary General ASSOCHAM Manish Singhal said production and industrial capacity will increase, among other things. He also added that these reforms will give a big boost to the economy.
उत्पादन बढ़ेगा, इन्वेस्टमेंट बढ़ेगा, तो वो सारा भारत में बढ़ेगा. तो उस हिसाब से भारत में जब ज्यादा चीजें बनेंगी तो हम आत्मनिर्भर भी बनेंगे, और हमारे आम आदमी के पास हाथ में ज्यादा पैसा होगा तो उससे वो अपनी डेली लाइफ में आसानी ला सकते हैं. एक तरफ सरकार डिजिटलाइजेशन कर रही है जिससे काफी आसानी आई है, और दूसरी तरफ हर आदमी की लाइफ ईजी हो ही जाती है.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, Follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has arrived in Punjab to take stock of the present situation in the severely flood-affected border state. Our correspondent reports Punjab Governor Gulab Chand Kataria submitted a detailed report to the Union Minister on the flood situation in the five most affected districts, Amritsar, Pathankot, Gurdaspur, Tarantaran and Ferozpur. Mr. Chauhan is also scheduled to visit villages in Amritsar, Gurdaspur and Kapurthala before convening a review meeting of the concerned officials of the centre and state government.
आज हम जनता से संवाद करेंगे और उसके बाद जो स्थिति है उसके आकलन करने के लिए दो केंद्रीय टीमें भी आज आ गई हैं जिनमें अलग अलग विभागों के अधिकारी सम्मिलित हैं दोनों टीमें आज से दौरा करना शुरू कर रही है स्थिति का आकलन करेंगी और उसके बाद भारत सरकार को रिपोर्ट देगी.
Our correspondent reports Border Security Force has evacuated hundreds of villagers to safer places and is continuously making efforts in coordination with concerned district administrations.
Despite their own border outposts being inundated by floods in border areas, their josh is still high as always. The force is standing firm as a pillar of strength with the border residents of Punjab. Inspector General of BSF Punjab Frontier Dr. Atul Fulchile has assured full support of the force in this hour of crisis. From airlifting critically injured and sick besides others to providing medical aid, distributing ration and fodder, to strengthening and plugging breached barns, the dedicated officers and jawans are all around with their choppers and boats in this humanitarian effort. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
In Jammu and Kashmir, the local meteorological department issued a fresh weather forecast saying that the weather will remain generally cloudy today with light to moderate rain and thundershowers at many places. The shuttle services of four trains that were introduced to help locals and stranded passengers travel between Jammu and Katra, the base camp of the Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine, was suspended due to heavy rain and flooding on Wednesday. More from our correspondent.
Met Department has issued an advisory urging people to remain cautious amid possibility of heavy to very heavy rainfall in some districts leading to flash floods, landslides and shooting stones in vulnerable areas. While travelers on hilly routes have been advised to stay updated and follow weather advisories, high-level seven-member interministerial central team deputed by the MHA and headed by Colonel KP Singh, Advisor Operations and Communication, NDMA is in Jammu and will tour all the 10 districts of Jammu Division up to September 7 before returning to the Union Capital with its findings. And Gulshan Rana for Akashwani News from Jammu.
In most parts of Himachal Pradesh, rainfall eased today, giving a push to relief and rescue operations in the affected areas. However, the Met Department has issued a yellow alert for heavy rain at several places in the state during the next 24 hours. In US Open tennis, the pair of Yuki Bhamri and his New Zealand partner Michael Venus will take on the British pair of Neil Skupski and Joe Saltzbury in the men's doubles semi-final this evening. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading moderately higher during afternoon trade today. The Sensex gained 351 points to 80,918, while Nifty advanced 79 points to 24,494 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, auto, FMCG and financial services were trading with gains. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds delegation-level talks with his Singaporean counterpart. Lawrence Wong in New Delhi says both nations believe it is the duty of all humanitarian countries to unite and fight against terrorism. India and Singapore sign five agreements including civil aviation, space, skill development and digital asset innovation. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda asserts GST reforms to make healthcare more affordable for all, says they reaffirm government's commitment to the poor and middle class. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan reviews flood situation in Punjab. And in US Open tennis, Indo-Kiwi pair of Yuki Bhamri and Michael Venus to play their men's doubles semi-final this evening. And with that, we end the Midday News.